This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, is Race Your Game. Alvin Dan from Leadernomics here, talking about the importance of mentorship from a young age. So he's a very young man himself. Welcome, Alvin.
Hi, hi.
And, you know, so this whole topic on mentorship, right? Mm. Why this topic, you know, that you've chosen this topic?
Okay, well, I think for me, it's the fact that with this day and age, I mean, we've come so far with technology, and we say we keep in touch, but are we really? When we lose that human connection, I think something in us just goes wrong.
Right.
And you don't get that quality time with people, hearing from them, not through, you know, WhatsApp or phones.
Yeah. Facebook like.
Yes, or Facebook likes and pokes.
Okay.
The technology can be as close as possible, mm-hmm. to what it feels like, but face-to-face meetings, mm-hmm. I think, are the most important things.
Yeah. Okay, so for you, your personal journey, you had a mentor growing up.
Yep, yep.
Okay, tell us about that experience.
I had a mentor when I was in my college years. I would say, like, parents can be good mentors. And your relatives, aunties and uncles, they can be good mentors. But in the secondary school age, I suppose we were all like, oh, okay, I just want to do things on my own. Be the rebellious person.
You're right.
But when I went to college and had a bit more wisdom, yeah. and maturity, I had a very good mentor to help me get through certain things, mm-hmm. Things that I could discuss about. And man to man,
right.
And you know, things to ask about, like, life, relationship, where life is gonna go, like what's it gonna look like after college,
okay.
or after uni, after I study, is it, you know, work, sleep, eat, and then, you know, repeat every day? Yeah.
Was this mentor, though, someone you sought after? It wasn't a formal setting in that sense.
It was a formal setting. It was in a church. Mm-hmm. Someone that I grew close to, due to connections.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how it started, because it was never, okay, now you're my mentor and now I'm your mentee.
Mm.
It was more of just spending time together, doing different things. I never liked drinking Chinese tea, in that sense, but... just being with him, and he's like, hey, you know, you're in my house. Let's try some Chinese tea. This is Tiek Kwan Ing. Okay, this is how it tastes like. This is the rough price. And then just because of that friendship and that connection, it became very natural. And suddenly, I know more about Chinese tea than ever, and suddenly fall in love with a certain art.
Okay.
But more than not, it's the memory of using that and the conversations that we have had. Over tea, just spending time,
okay.
talking about life. Yeah.
So you were saying that this is not formal, but you also knew to seek out for someone in that sense, you see?
Yeah.
And a lot of people probably don't have that right environment,
yes.
or don't even know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you do then? I mean, like, how did you know that you needed a mentor? Or did you even know you needed a mentor?
I think we don't until people talk to us about it.
Mm.
Because it has that idea of, you know, I want to be independent, you know, I want to be my own man, and to them it's like, I can make my own decisions, you know, and it will only affect me, but sometimes in when you grow up, when you mature, you need another person, another voice to be able to help you process through some things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have that voice in our heads, and they ask us questions, and we ignore that very easily.
Yeah.
But with a mentor, you know, they can sit you down, have a good chat with you, ask you some certain questions that require you to answer at that point of time.
Mm.
And I think the more important thing is that with mentorship, it's not so much like I'm your mentor, and you know, whatever I say goes.
Okay.
You know, you are. It's like then I become a robot. But it's not the case.
Mm.
I think at the end of the day, the decision lies with the mentee itself,
right.
To be able to make just using just different advice, putting it in and seeing, okay, a different set of point of views.
Mm.
And that actually helps grow for that person. Yeah.
Okay. So what difference did it make for you? What life decisions did it help you, you know, from that mentor-mentee relationship?
Right. a lot of relationship stuff. I think it's also a lot of understanding different things. Mm-hmm. I understand that why mentors are important. It's because when I talk to people, mm-hmm. and it really doesn't matter whether it's a very formal space or an informal space. Sometimes with friends, and if you meet someone who is more experienced,
mm.
So let's say like if I talk to a father,
mm.
And I ask him about, hey, how was life as, you know, a dad,
mm.
doing business,
mm.
taking care of two kids, having a wife, having mm. a family. And when he shares about his story, I'm being mentored in a place where I'm not a father yet.
Mm.
But I hear from him, and he gives me good advice on like, hey, if you really think about it, this is how relationship is. Mm. You know, it's not just feelings.
Yeah. Okay, and I think also at that point, in, you know, if you're talking about mentees mm. or people needing advice for teenage years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They, even though they know that their father is right, they just don't want to listen to their father
yeah.
at that
yeah.
point. Even, you know, so it's probably later in life than you realize, oh yeah, I got to listen to him. But
yeah,
during that
yeah.
period, and it's then important to seek a mentor
yeah.
That is trustworthy yeah. outside
yeah.
of the usual circle.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that, and you know, what are some of the things that you've got lined up in terms of helping your youth to be mentored right
yeah.
after this. Alvin Dunn from Leadernomics. It's Raise Your Game. BFM 89.9.
Break from midfield. BFM 89.9.
It's Raise Your Game. Good morning. Frida Liu here. Alvin Dunn from Leadernomics. So talking about the importance of mentorship from a young age. You know, you shared a little bit of your own story a little earlier on, but there's also some research around how
yeah.
Mentorship is good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so most of the research are, of course, Western-based. Now, and there, with the inclusion of mentors into young people, they've discovered that it helps with decreasing the rate of these young people engaging into negative behaviors.
Mm.
So these are drugs. These can be truancy
mm-hmm.
And not finishing school.
Mm.
So with just the inclusion of this mentorship, most of them finish well in school.
Mm.
They have a better attitude. And,
mm.
and I think at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Now, again, all of them can have different backgrounds that they come from,
right.
Whether it's broken families or maybe orphanages. But just having that mentor becomes a step for these young people to be able to see that there is something for them to look forward to.
Mm.
They are not just looking in their own community and like, I am going to end up back in this cycle anyway.
Right.
Why bother? Why try?
Okay, yeah. I've heard of this before, this research, and again, you know, this is, I probably have to source this out, where a person who comes from, say, a broken home or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have any positive influence,
yeah.
but if they have had four positive influences
mm-hmm.
or influencers
yeah.
in their life, they actually come out okay.
Yeah.
So, like, they've done some research
mm-hmm.
that even though they come from troubled background, but there were four people who
yeah.
were, you know, supporting them,
mm-hmm.
they get out of it.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
so it's now trying to do it more formally. And I know this is something that Leadernomics does
yeah.
with youth, right?
Yes. So what we do is that, of course, we have different initiatives. One that we see works well is camps.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting them together. We believe in integration. So with public people, they come in, and we also invite community
mm.
kids. They are from 8 to 11 the younger age,
mm-hmm.
And then from 12 all the way to 19. So
mm-hmm.
the youth, so they come in and they integrate together with this people who are privileged in that sense,
mm.
and mixing them in helps both parties to be able to see something that they might not see in their
right.
normal circumstances.
Right.
Because if let's say for me, I go to a government school or
mm.
international school,
mm.
the community that I'm in with the young
very
people
different.
Is different. And when you go to this lower band schools and you see the state that they are in, they have a different mindset. Again, they are affected by the community,
mm.
And that's normal.
Right.
So while we introduce this, they get to learn from each other. So
mm.
they get into a group of a mix of people,
mm.
and they can ask about like, hey, how's your family? Some of them, unfortunately, they've maybe they've never met their family, and they learn about each other, and be friends. I think at the end of the day, it's when you understand each other, you get a better worldview. Even as a young person, it helps you understand something that you might never be able to get in school.
And I guess then the less, I guess, privileged kids will also appreciate the privileged ones and the privileged ones, because they be both, no matter what, have different sets of issues.
Yes,
they, you know, I mean, you have your first hashtag first world problems as well. You know, so, and I guess this whole idea is they're better integrated and better able to see things. Otherwise, you're gonna have this big, huge rift between the haves and the have-nots.
Yes, that's right.
Well, there's this thing that you talk about, scaffolding. What does that? How does that?
Okay. Scaffolding is basically a theory. What it talks about is that a mentor, let's say, the Chinese tea example. Okay, so I have this mentor who loves Chinese tea. He knows, okay, this is how you do it. This is the art of it. This is where you buy stuff. This is where you get your equipments. So, and I, as a mentee, I have no idea of this clue. So the scaffolding, basically imagine like a roof covering. So you're under that shadow, and you receive all those lessons. So you hear from them, you practice with them, you do it with them. It's just modeling, behavioring, and then you come to a place where you are at a similar level. But they always say again in most kung fu stories or movies, you know, you once you're on par, you can always get better because you have younger age, you have more drive and all that. So scaffolding brings you to that same level, and then the mentor needs to decrease so that you can increase on your own. You can learn new things. It's basically a very nice process of that you bringing someone to your level, and then let that person rise up to another level so that they can also do scaffolding to another person.
So here you talk about Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, and I think this is about watching Richard Branson.
So basically it's the business world. So I mean, who doesn't want to be mentored by someone who has the highest experience? And when you get there, and when you learn all those things, you can generally grow and use those experiences as a platform.
Okay, so all right, and you know, you talk about doing life with each other. What do you mean by doing life?
Well, I've always believed in again with the fact of just how this fast-paced age has come. People sort of like neglect that time spent together, quality time. And I think doing life at the end of the day, for my in my idea, is that you be inclusive and bring people into the things that you do as a family. I enjoy that because it helps me see reality. When I get included into a family, I see how a father treats a child, and how children are with the father, and how the father is with the mother. What kind of things that you see? That's I think that's doing life. Doing cooking. Cooking is doing life. You spend so much time just preparing food, and you bond. You can't do that over phone. You can't do that over FaceTime and Skype. It has to be together. And sometimes with that, just with that experience alone, you can learn a lot of things on indirectly, in that sense. You can talk about different conversations that come up. Besides just learning cooking, you're learning character as well. I think with doing life in that sense, it's so much about character, because when I'm being mentored, and you know, I sit down and he talks to me about, hey, even with tea, you need time. You need to infuse it, but you can't infuse it too long. You can't infuse it too short. And when you pour it out, there's a certain way to do things. Yes, you can change the way, but will it change the taste? Does it have that integrity? So there are a lot of characters and values that you can learn, even from simple things. And with young people, of course, we need to come down to a level where they understand different things. Like, you can use math as something that you can teach life with.
Right.
You can use, I don't know, what do young people do now? you can use studies, basically, football, sports.
Right.
Those things can teach character, but those things require you doing life with each other.
Okay, yeah. So I guess people who want to be mentors or like that, you know, they can actually do this through all these various fields and look at it. And it could be informally
mentored. It can be informal, it can be formal. I think it's basically where they are at. For a young person, if he's not involved in a football, it's no point for him to go to a football place and look for a mentor.
Right.
I think this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But if he's already included, let's say in a tuition place or in a community center,
right,
basically, and he finds this person that he can talk to, someone. I always say it's better to have someone of same gender, someone older, just to talk about like main things. Again, everyone can be your mentor. Like, if I meet a business person and she's a woman, it's fine, because they mentor you in a different way, and you learn from them business stuff, how to run different things, how to run a food truck, and it could be different things. But look at where you're at as a person. You don't need to go out there to look for someone.
Okay.
Find in your circle.
That's from the mentee perspective. From people who would like to be a mentor, I guess what they can do is, you know, be on the look. I mean, in that case of your mentor, that was in a church environment, right? Where else, I guess, in the work environment, in work or social environment, that you can actually seek out for mentees?
Yes. It's basically just asking, making connections.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like asking questions like, hey, you know, where are you heading in life?
Okay.
And have that understanding of like, hey, I actually understand that vision, because I've been there.
Mm.
I've had this experience. So let's say if I want to do a food truck, and then the person says, hey, I'm involved with the food business.
Right. Oh, I know someone.
Yeah. So I know someone. Let's maybe talk about it over coffee. Let's discuss and see where that goes. And immediately that becomes like that scaffolding.
Mm.
So a sort of informal mentor mentee is happening.
Right.
And it's just building on that. Like, hey, let's talk this. And now you can start with simple food truck. You can start with a very formal basis. But then after that, there's so many things in between. I think we see movies, and then we see like the good parts of things.
Mm.
Like, oh, okay, you only see, like if you watch The Apprentice, it's only like this. But what about the in-betweens? What about the, man, I'm having such a bad day, you know, I just need to talk to someone. And then they talk to you, that process goes through. And maybe one day your car breaks down, and then you give a call and like, hey, I really need help, I'm here, they come over. Those are the in-between things that really make that gel so much better.
Yeah. Right. I guess when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes.
All right.
That's
Alvin Dunn from Leadernomics on why why mentorship is important from a young age. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Racy Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.